Once a week, we take some time out of our very busy schedules to take care of people need advice. It's fun for us to be busybodies, and it turns out to be fairly informative for lots of other people.
Yeah.
Let's start with this one. Came in during the Free Beer and Hot Wings report moments ago. I'm not going to say where it's from because I don't want it to be weird. There's already probably enough details in there. I am married and my wife is 20 years older than me.
Okay.
I love her. What's the next word?
But.
She can't have children anymore and she has her own kids and grandkids. I really want a child. I would even adopt, but every time I bring it up, she shuts down. She shuts down and she shuts down the conversation. It almost feels like we are at two different life stages.
What?
You are.
I mean, you 100% are.
I don't know what to do or think anymore.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, she's already got grandkids. Of course she doesn't. I mean, it's not a surprise that she doesn't want to start over with a baby.
You probably should have talked about this before you got married.
Yeah,
too,
I'm surprised
right?
you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually like kind of number one.
Or maybe you did, but...
Or maybe you didn't you want them at the time because you were young.
Kind of ignored what her response was and thought, she'll change her mind.
She'll come around.
Yeah. That's a big gamble to take.
Right.
And you lost, my friend.
Yeah. And if the conversation didn't come up beforehand, then.
Well, she's also 20 years older than you. Like, yeah. Kind of seems like that would have been something you discussed early on. And then to wait this
right.
however long it's been now, it's kind of like, I don't want to tell her that her clock is up, but that is a thing women have to think about.
Yeah. She may not be able to.
Right.
At her youngest, she's at least 40,
right.
You would imagine. I don't know how old that guy is.
I mean, she could be 33.
I mean, well, he would have to be 13, though.
I stand by my point.
I mean, yeah, it's possible,
you're probably right.
Is legal, yeah. That it's a legal marriage that didn't need parental consent to happen.
Well, if she has grandkids, I don't know. I'm figuring 30 and 50, roughly.
That's what I was guessing,
most likely.
But even if it's 25 and 45 or whatever, I mean, at that point, once you have grandkids, boy, I can't imagine there's a lot of women, or men for that matter, that are like, yeah, I think I'd like to start over. Now that I also have grandchildren, I would like my son's child to be like, let's make this the weirdest looking family situation ever.
Yeah. And it's just an energy. Yeah,
it's hard to have a baby.
She's already done it.
We have a 1.5-year-old, and the thought of changing diapers on a newborn right now is just—it's mind blowing to me.
Howings, you're the same age as this grandma. You want to have a baby with somebody?
I would rather not.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be my top choice. But I also at least don't have grandchildren yet. Like, it wouldn't be outrageous. One, because I'm not the one giving birth, so that's number one. Two, my kids are 12 and 14.
Age difference between me and my oldest
brother. I loathe the idea of like having a newborn in my life. Like, newborns are hard.
Mm-hmm.
A toddler or something? Okay, I could take that on. That's different, but still, no, I wouldn't want to start over. Mm-hmm. And especially if I had grandkids already, like that's, you've moved on to an entirely different chapter if you're now grandma or grandpa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just take the grandkids for a week or whatever.
This guy's options are he has to accept where she's at or they need to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other options. Like if he's adamant about having a kid, you can't like the last thing you want to do is pressure a person into having a kid that already has a grandkid.
I think that works 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Well, then you think about this, too. She's had kids already. She's, raised them or whatever. Her body's gone through pregnancy. And now she's in her 50s or 60s. Menopause is right there at the door. So, like, maybe just think about what her body mentally and physically could take on as you think about having another child, whether you're adopting or whatever road you want to go down. Like, that's just a lot. That is so much.
It is. No. Yeah. All right, this one came in last Tuesday, and we didn't get to it. I hope this person happens to hear this.
Oh, I hope this is the one that I have. Go ahead. I had saved one from last week sometime.
Well, maybe it is. Why don't you do it? Then, people get tired of hearing me blather on.
Is it a story about drunkenness?
Nope.
Oh, great. It's a different
one.
All right. Okay. This one came in on December 7th. I guess it was that last Thursday, maybe. Mm-hmm. It says, I need help. In a moment of drunken glory, I rigged our office secret Santa so that everyone in the office, about 50 people, are supposed to get me a gift. And absolutely nothing for anyone else.
Yes!
Holy moly.
The exchange is supposed to happen, and panic has set in that this may not be an idea that was as good as I initially thought.
Oh, no, it's disagree.
Better. It's
Help.
Better.
How do I resolve this?
When does it take place, did he say?
Well, now that I look at it more carefully, it looks like it was supposed to happen Friday.
Text him and ask how it went.
Yes.
Yeah,
text
you got to write that person.
Say, we need you to call it.
Send a photo of your loot.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
Happened
the
here
number.
And I one would, of y'all did that
I think
would
we would laugh so hard
and then I if people were kind of butthurt about it I'd say all right well let's just play white elephant.
I mean,
now with all
so
your gifts
it's
I don't,
so ridiculous
but I don't think people here would be hurt.
I think
they
so
would see the humor in it.
That is hilarious.
I think it would depend
said,
on who did it.
I wouldn't rig it for me.
No,
like if I rigged it I'd rig it for Steve.
I don't want 50
Kelly.
Pieces of crap
or hot wings.
Imagine all the trinkets you have to take. Like, oh, I got 6 new coffee mugs and a keychain.
All the gift cards to restaurants that are 40 miles
away
from your
house.
Those
I'll take the gift cards. Yeah, but I don't want all the trinkety BS.
No.
That's funny as hell.
That
oh my God.
Idea.
I wonder if anybody else is like rigged anything like that for work or a friend's gift exchange.
Right. Just to see how it goes. Oof.
See if they...
That is
God, I love that.
I mean, if he was writing on Thursday, he or she, and it's Friday, what are you going to do?
It's definitely a dude.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
that
don't
is
show
a,
up to work.
That is definitely a dude thing to do.
Yes. A dude
yes.
Move.
That's why I said he when I was like we need to know when that is.
Oh. Funny idea. Boy, it couldn't be more different than the one that I saved. Like that one's funny and silly. The one that I saved is trouble.
Oh.
It relates to that whole thing of once you know something you think you want to know, then you realize you want to unknow it.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah.
We'll get to that and other advice you need next.